In the Mind of Revenge, a novel by Liv Haddon, read by Shame. Dedication to my fifth grade teacher, Mrs. Maisel. She knew this novel existed before I even knew I was a writer. In gratitude to you, dear listener, for being a part of making my dream come true. Never stop reading.
One, I am ugly. I don't say this in an ironic, emotional, I really want to compliment kind of way. I say this in a matter of fact, I've crunched the numbers kind of way. I am not ugly because of a few extra pounds or a couple of unwanted blemishes. I am ugly because I am rotten on the inside. The rot inside, no matter how well disguised on the outside, spoils the whole fruit. Any logical person would say this should be fixed. But how do you fix something you can't see? Cut it open, shine a light into the darkness, examine, diagnose, and then fix it? I believe I have gotten as far as diagnosis, but when forced to take scalpel in hand and remove the rot, I couldn't do it. Who am I without it? I don't mind being ugly. Is it really so important to remove it? At the very least, I am comfortable, and comfort is hard to come by. So, instead, I choose to cope with the rot, make it my friend, and embody the ugliness. There is a certain beauty in that, I think. Society would tell you it makes me dangerous. I would agree. I am dangerous, and I am powerful. What I am not is blind. I see the way the world works. I know I do not belong. I have come to embrace that fact. And this, they say, is what makes me lethal. Perhaps it does. I'm not here to debate what you've already heard with the truth. Truth is all about perspective anyway, isn't it? I am here to tell you my story, as I see it, before the hands of time sweep it beneath the rug. As I said, this is not born of an ill-begotten need for redemption, but of my belief that there are always two sides to everything, and without both, there is no truth. You have heard one side. Now you must hear mine. And so, I begin.